It's only 40 minutes on the highway from Plattsburgh to Montreal, and the two regions share a border, a history, and an economy. The Innovation Trail's Sarah Harris looks into the relationship between Quebec and New York.
Jonathan Slater teaches communications at SUNY Plattsburgh. It's the end of the workday, and he's headed out to his car to go home. But Jonathan's commute involves an international border. He lives on the south shore of Montreal and commutes to Plattsburgh every day.
Next stop is the border, and that should take no more than a minute or two, and then home to an evening with my daughter.
When you're in Plattsburgh, you sense that Quebec isn't too far away. A lot of people like Jonathan commute back and forth. Street signs are in English and French. Canadian tourists shop at the local mall, and Plattsburgh's airport is teeming with Canadian travelers.
We often refer to ourselves as Montreal's U.S. suburb.
That's Susan Matten from the North Country Chamber of Commerce. She says Plattsburgh's been working hard to attract Canadian businesses. And it makes sense. New York State is Quebec's biggest trading partner at about $6 billion a year. Stéphan Paquin teaches political economics at Quebec's National School for Public Administration.
If you look at Quebec export, for example, we export close to half our GDP, and 85% of our export goes in the United States, mainly in the border state.
Plattsburgh is also a strategic foothold for Canadian companies looking to access the U.S. market. Bombardier, Novabus, and other companies all have plants and offices in Plattsburgh. André Boisclair is Quebec's current delegate to New York State.
This model introduced by, for example, by Bombardier, where the engineering jobs are in Montreal because there's a basin of population there that, you know, can meet this challenge and have some manufacturing activities south of the border, is a very interesting model.
Susan Matten from the North Country Chamber of Commerce says the region relies heavily on Canadian companies to provide local employment.
These companies, like Novabus and Bombardier, that hire hundreds of people. And so 14%, we estimate, of our population here in Clinton County works for a company that is owned by a Canadian corporation.
But it's not just tourism or trade. Quebec is also a major producer of energy, particularly hydropower. The Champlain-Hudson Power expressed a proposed underwater transmission line could deliver 1,000 megawatts of Quebec-generated power to New York City. Here's Susan Matten.
They are a commodity-driven dollar. So where gas is healthy, when they are exporting hydro, when they are exporting oil, their dollar, their economy grows and prospers.
But hydropower faces stiff competition from plunging natural gas prices. Paquin says that Quebec will have to find a market for all that power.
And now we're going to be stuck with a huge surplus of energy in the next years. And that is now creating a huge problem in Quebec because we don't exactly know where to export this huge amount of energy.
But when Jonathan Slater's driving home, he's not thinking about that stuff.
I have to remind myself where I am sometimes. When I'm at Plattsburgh, I feel very comfortable. And when I'm home, I feel very comfortable. And it's the two sort of blend into each other after a work week.
And in Plattsburgh, André Boisclair notes, people are proud to be near Quebec.
If I could say that in funny words, you know, the people from the North Country are in a certain way part of the greater Montreal region.
Maybe Montreal's U.S. suburb is a good tagline after all. For WRVO, I'm Sarah Harris.